Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio today with my co-host,
Tom Bajur.
And Tom, I think this is a very exciting program we're going to have. It's very informational for our listeners, and it's something that I don't know enough about. I don't know about you, because we're going to be talking about a seminar that's called Discovering Revelation.
You know, Revelation is, some people even say it's a closed book, and so they don't even open it. Other people explore it, but if you've ever listened to the media and such, it's a when it comes to Revelation, you've got the whole spectrum. People are all over the board. There's not much of a single path. Except on Strong Tower Radio.
Right. Well, I always wondered the word revelation. I mean, how can it be a closed book? Reveal.
Revealing. But, you know, just let me share this. I came out of a seminar somewhere like this one that's coming up. It was by Pastor David Asherick one time. It was in Grand Rapids years ago. And I just got through hearing about revelation. I turned on to my local Christian radio station. This was before Strong Tower Radio. And I heard one of the big names talk about Revelation, and I said, there's no comparison between these two, what I heard on the radio and what I heard in the seminar. So we got a few things to talk about, Jelaine.
Yes, and so on the phone, folks, we have Mark Howard and Cameron DeVasier, and they are evangelism coordinators for the Mission Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome to our program.
Hey, we're glad to be here.
Thank you so much.
Well, these people should be familiar to our audiences, especially we got audiences, I say that plural, but we have them over the transmitters. We also have them streaming online at str.fm, the link to our website, Strong Tower Radio, and also on the smartphone apps of the Apple and Android between 9 Eastern Time, between 9 to 11, you have a Bible
Fridays.
Study. On Friday, you have a Bible study from 9 to 11. You have Talking Points, which Pastor DeVasier and Pastor Mark Howard host. And then we have It Is Written, who is the author for the study for each quarter of the year. And then you have 3ABN panel. So it's a wonderful 2 hours of in-depth Bible study.
It sure is. So, Tom, before we get started, though, talking about this specific seminar, would you have a word of prayer?
Will do. Our great Heavenly Father, it's always good to be in your word and have a word of prayer that helps us illuminate, puts us willing to follow wherever you lead us. Be with our guests today as they share about discovering Revelation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, the first question I'd like to ask Mark is your titles is that you're evangelism coordinators. What does that mean?
Yes. Okay, well, you know, the word evangelism, actually the word evangelism isn't in the Bible, but the word evangelist is, and it means someone who tells the good news. And I think our listeners are probably acquainted with the idea that the word gospel literally means good news. So when we talk about evangelism from a Christian perspective, this is the sharing of the good news of Jesus Christ. And as evangelism coordinators in our conference, we coordinate and organize opportunities where we can publicly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to basically the general populace of Michigan.
What a great job.
Wow. Yeah, really.
Okay. And you get paid to do this?
we actually do.
Okay. So the Discovering Revelation series that we're going to be talking about, I understand there's some background to where this came from.
Yeah. So the Discovering Revelation, first of all, I liked your point, Jelaine. Revelation means a revealing. And I can't tell you over the years, because I've preached on the book of Revelation, and I've had people say, oh, isn't that a closed book? And so I've challenged them before to say, try this little, you know, exercise, if you will. Come home to your husband, your wife, your kids, significant other, whatever, and say, hey, you won't believe it. I just had the most amazing revelation. And when they ask you, really, what was it? Say, I have no idea. And of course, it doesn't make any sense, because a revelation is something that's been revealed. And so the idea of discovering revelation is we're going to the book of Revelation, that last book of the Bible, and we're discovering what has already been revealed there.
Amen.
Now, discovering revelation is something we're partnering with a ministry called Voice of Prophecy. Voice of Prophecy is actually one of the first Christian broadcasts in our country, if not the world, as I understand it. It began in 1929. In fact, it first aired on KNX Radio in Los Angeles, California. And at the time, it was one of four Christian broadcast ministries. And I believe even then, it was not called Voice of Prophecy. It was called the Tabernacle of the Air. Of course, tabernacle being the idea of the church in the wilderness, or the church, you know, the church building. But instead of being on a building, it was on the air. It was on the radio. And then later on, it became called Voice of Prophecy. And the speaker was HMS Richards, minister by the name of HMS Richards. Today, the director of that ministry is a minister by the name of Sean Boonstra. And so anyway, we partnered with them, continuing their tradition of proclaiming the gospel. We're doing it in personal meetings. They've done it on the radio, which you're very well acquainted with.
Absolutely.
Well, and I just want to mention, folks, that Voice of Prophecy, we do carry some of their programming, and you've heard Sean Boonstra.
Yeah, Sean Boonstra, but also their ministry produces Discovery Mountain. Mm-hmm. His wife produces that. And from time to time, we'll run a series that will be similar to Discovering Revelation. Sean Boonstra has done a few of them that are classics that we air. So, Pastor DeVasier, what is the difference between, you know, we're partial to hearing it on the air, but we also believe that being in person in one of these meetings is important. How are these meetings, Discovering Revelation, the same, and how are they different than what they hear weekdays on Strong Tower Radio at 10 o'clock? And
no,
at
9 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Yeah, 9 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Well, obviously, and Strong Tower Radio has advantages, as you guys will absolutely testify to, that people can get it in their car, they can get it all throughout the day, on demand, on the line. So there are certain advantages to technology, and radio being one of those classic forms of technology that is a great benefit for giving the gospel to the world. So these in-person meetings don't take anything away from the power of radio ministry and online ministries. At the same time, there is something special about actually being together in person in the room and sharing these inspired thoughts, right? Opening the Word of God together in that collective kind of sense, because a lot of people right now are dealing with isolation and loneliness and separation, whether it's from pandemic or just the circumstances of modern life kind of draw us away. You know, we kind of make the joke about social media that it's actually the anti-social media. You don't actually visit with people anymore. And the opportunity just to visit with people at all, but specifically for the purpose of diving into the Word of God and studying these deep things that have spiritual and eternal implications, there's something special about being together for that. And so while the messages you hear on Christian radio, especially Strong Tower Radio or the affiliates you mentioned, Voice of Prophecy or those kind of ministries, are powerful and wonderful in their, you might get a piece of it on the radio, at this particular set of meetings, you're going to go in person and hear it, you're going to have a consistent schedule of hearing it, and you're going to have a curriculum, if you will, a course of study. They won't just be a one-off message in isolation, but it will be in context, an unfolding of Bible truth that will be powerful in its effect in the life. So, for instance, you were talking earlier about how the book of Revelation, by its very name, is that thing, a revelation of something. But if you look at the opening lines, it's the book of Revelation. It says the revelation of Jesus Christ. So what's going to be revealed is not only academic or even biblical truth, but you're going to have an encounter with the living God and his son Jesus Christ as you study that final book of the Bible. And so Jesus is speaking to us in his word. We're going to have the opportunity to open that word together And I believe the Holy Spirit will do some powerful work in people's lives as we see Jesus more clearly and allow him into our hearts more deeply. So I'm excited about the potential of hearing it on the radio, but being there in person to study it through together.
I would add one more thing to that, and that is when you're in, you know, on your listeners on Strong Tower may have questions that they can't really ask the radio.
Yes.
But when you're there in person, where we have these sites, when we're wherever we're having one of these series, and somebody comes out, they can stay afterwards and ask questions on things that they didn't get didn't understand clearly. And so there's that interaction that can take place as well.
Absolutely.
So also then. You said like a curriculum. So after that seminar that day, that evening, whenever it is, do they walk away with something in their hand that they can read?
Absolutely. There are typically handouts that go along with the topics. There are other booklets that we will give out so that people have opportunity to further study these biblical topics that they learn and the themes that they learn. So, yes, they'll have an abundance of learning materials.
Well, and that's another thing, Jelaine, we want to really highlight, too, is that when you come to these meetings, if you're at all familiar with the Bible, some of the ideas you hear are going to be, oh, I know that. But you might be open to some new idea, some new concept or teaching that you might want to, let me hear that again, or let me study back over that. Mm-hmm. So most sites are going to be handing out study guides or corresponding study sheets or something with that. And like Pastor Howard said, additional booklets and other resources where you can look at the idea that was just presented, compare scripture with scripture, get a better understanding of it, maybe submit some questions and have some dialogue about it, visit with the speaker. So the goal is not just to expose to an idea, but to really dig into it. And so people can see for themselves what the Bible truly says.
And we're only using the Bible. I mean, we're not having other books or newspaper articles that, you know, it's opinions. That's what I see and hear a lot is something about an opinion, but that, you know, isn't what the Bible said. I just have to share with you and listeners that we have a farm, we have workers, and one worker came to us last week and he wanted to have a better relationship with his son because him and his wife had gotten divorced. And his son is in his 20s, and his son told his dad, I'm reading the Bible, starting to read the Bible through. And he realized that the seventh day is Sabbath, which is Saturday. He told his son that, or his son told his dad that, because of him reading the Bible. And I've always said if people read the Bible, they are going to learn things they did not know before.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Jelaine, because I was recently, in fact, there were two accounts, and the two are indicative of so many more, but there's a popular conservative Christian news commentator who I saw a video recently, and the reason I bring all that up is I saw a video recently where this person said that he has begun for the first time in his life reading through the Bible. Now, this man has been a commentator and, again, a professed, you know, Christian values for years of his commentating and everything. But he just recently started reading the Bible, and he commented on how amazing it was, like, going through the Bible and learning things and seeing things he'd never seen before. And along the same lines, there's a Hollywood actor that I saw that shared essentially the same testimony. Grew up in a Baptist home, but really had never read the Bible for himself, and then had undertaken a journey to read through some of the holy books like the Quran and some of the others and the Bible. And he just gravitated toward the Bible because he felt like it was really speaking to the needs of humanity, the issues he sees in the world today. So what was interesting to me in both of those accounts, similar to yours, is there are a lot of people, there are a lot of Christians who have grown up under Christian influence but have never themselves personally studied the Bible, searched the scriptures. And we find that in these seminars, as if people come out and they hear the Bible, you would think, well, I've been a Christian my whole life, but I've had people who've been Christian their whole lives who come to a seminar like this, and they're like, I can't believe how much I'm learning that I never knew.
Amen. Mm.
Everybody has to find religion for themselves, a walk with Christ. It can't be handed down. It can't be from a pulpit. it ultimately, you can hear it from the pulpit, but you have to verify it for yourself. Do you agree with that, Pastor DeBasier?
100% true. I mean, the Apostle Paul in the early church, he commended the Bereans for not only accepting what he said, but then going back to Scripture to make sure these things were so. So I don't think that there's anyone who wants to be even a good minister, how powerful or stirring his presentations might be. Any minister worth his salt doesn't want to be believed just because he's the messenger or just because it's got this denominational name attached to it or something like that. The goal of the pastor, the goal of the evangelist is not to win people to you, but through your presentation of the gospel, win people to Christ and his word.
Amen.
And so when people come to these meetings, I'll go back to that saying, the revelation they're going to get is a revelation of Jesus Christ. They're going to see God himself through his word speaking to their hearts. And they're going to learn new things. They're going to have probably some ideas that might challenge them or at first confuse or interest them or engage them or even say, like, I've always thought something like that. Now I can see it for myself in the Word. And that kind of confidence, it takes faith out of the realm of the sometimes even fantasy or, you know, mythology and make it true life, reality. Mm-hmm. And say, like, oh, now I know who God is, what his plan is for my life, what's coming down the pike. I have a context to put all of my questions that would have been frustrating in my daily experience. I understand things better now. Some of the mysteries some of the topics that are going to be touched on in these meetings, you're going to learn about things that people will maybe colloquially hear about, whether it's the mark of the beast or the second coming of Jesus or the state of the dead or how all of these kind of things that in the back of people's minds, either we don't know or we think we know, or we've heard opinions about, wouldn't it be better to see what the Bible actually says and come to peace with God through his word directly? And that's what these meetings provide.
So now you alluded to, you know, topics. How many topics are we going to be learning about?
Well, there are give or take 20 presentations in each site. So I didn't mention this yet, but we're going to have 75 sites across the state of Michigan. And each one of those sites is going to, the schedule will vary a little bit. Everything kicks off on October the 2nd, which is a Monday. But the meeting times themselves will be determined by local advertisements. And for any questions a person has, the best place to go is to the website discoveringrevelation.com. And when they go there, then they can search a site by zip code that will find the locations nearest them. And when they do that, it will give the particular times. And there might be some variation in the meeting schedules, what have you. But roughly, you're looking at 20 topics and or presentations. So there's, I mean, you got to figure there's The book of Revelation has 22 chapters in it, so there's a lot to cover, and it's going to be a lot of good study. Something else that I should mention is that a lot of people don't understand, because if any of the listeners have studied through the book of Revelation or heard commentators on the book of Revelation outside of, say, Strong Tower, there are a lot of opinions on it. And sometimes it gets to a point that people say, well, how do I know your opinion is the right one or their opinion is the right one? I really want to say that when you study the Bible yourself, it will become very apparent very quickly what the right view is, because the Bible doesn't leave us to guess at it. The Bible actually gives us a direction on how to study it. And what's interesting about the book of Revelation that and something that confuses people when they don't understand it is, Revelation is the last chapter of the book, so to speak, and it draws from, in many cases, verbatim from other places in the Bible. So it pulls together all the other things in the Bible and kind of brings them together in the end. And if a person doesn't know that and they're just floating through the book of Revelation and trying to apply it to the modern news, they're not going to get the point. And so as you pull together from other places in Scripture, the Bible becomes its own interpreter. And it really becomes clear what the message of Revelation is. So the 20 topics, as I mentioned, I mean, there's a lot to cover in the book, but it's going to be a rich study that's going to really probably fill in a lot of gaps in people's understanding that they hadn't heard before, and yet it's right there in Scripture.
So I just pulled up on my computer. I went to discoveringrevelation.com. And of course, my computer, you know, it's asking me for my location. So I give it permission.
Yeah.
Where lots of times I don't give permission.
But this is one you can.
Yeah.
And this is a safe one.
Yeah. And so anyways, so it took me to, you know, I'm in the Cadillac area. And so it's taken me to, you know, and it says reserve my spot here. And it tells me, you know, it happens to be at the Cadillac Seventh-day Adventist Church and who the speaker is. But now I have a question because it says don't miss the first three nights. And the first the first one, and this is, it starts October 2nd. All the sites start on October 2nd. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Which is a Monday. Okay. And
kind of sounds like one of those marathons where everybody starts at the same time, but not everybody finishes at the same time.
Yeah.
That's about it. Well, you know, we have to understand their varied schedules in different churches and locales. And so, you know, some are farming communities, some are other communities, and whatever reasons that a church may have, they may alter that schedule a little bit. But it's going to be through the month of October for the most part.
Okay, so like the very first night that's showing up here for the Cadillac, it says a new world order. Is everybody starting kind of at the same, you know?
Yes, the first three topics are all going to be identically named.
Okay.
That's part of the Voice of Prophecy program. And there's going to be, for the most part, it's going to be in lockstep. There might be some variations. Somebody may choose to title something differently, but you're still looking at the same basic message from the Book of Revelation. So, but you're not going to find the variation in the first three nights, especially. That's in the printed materials that we've used. We've coordinated that together.
Okay.
And now, one other thing I want to mention is when you look at that site and you're looking up, say, for example, there's two things that can happen. A person can type in Discovering Revelation and give their location. But if the network you're on shows you somewhere else, or if you're using a VPN or something, it might have you over in Tennessee somewhere. So I've had people have that issue. What you'll want to do is there's another, and I don't have a site in front of me, where it allows you to find other locations near you, and then you can put in your zip code. And what that will do, because let's say you're doing this from Cadillac, but you drive 45 minutes to Cadillac to work, and you actually live over somewhere else, and so it's giving you the Cadillac location. You're thinking, is there something closer to my home?
Right.
You can go in and put your zip code in, and that will show you multiple locations that are closer to where you actually work or live or whatever.
Well, for instance, also, is we've heard of people who might be visiting family downstate, and they may want to check out that location rather than they won't physically be in Cadillac. They might be down in Detroit, so they'll look up for a location in the Detroit area.
So we have Strong Tower Radio in the UP and all over Michigan, as well as a couple stations in Illinois. But so this Discovering Revelation is Michigan only for sites. There's not outside Michigan.
In person?
For in person.
Well, you have to understand that, again, we're partnering with Voice of Prophecy. There are other conferences, and when I mean conferences, the Seventh-day Adventist Church is divided into different conferences by state and what have you. And there are other conferences that have done and will do a partner with Voice of Prophecy to do Discovering Revelation, but they may do it at a different time. This is the event that we are coordinating with Voice of Prophecy, and we being Michigan, so these are the Michigan sites.
Sure. Okay.
A person may look on there, honestly, and enter in their zip code, and they may find a site near them that isn't going to be October 2.
Okay.
It may be coming up. Yeah.
My point is, because we have radio stations up in the UP, so there are sites up in the Upper Peninsula. That's where I was going.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Okay, good.
Well, I wanted to share that we talked about this earlier. What's the difference between in-person and listening to it on Strong Tower Radio? Some of these presentations are presented on Strong Tower Radio. I don't think it's an either or. I think it's complementary.
Yeah, in fact, much of what you're doing on Strong Tower, when you do a series like this on Strong Tower, in most cases, if not in every case, they were originally live series. Because that's how, you know, as we preach the gospel, you preach the gospel, you publicly proclaim. This has been since the New Testament church. So we still do that today. And then, but today we have the benefit of recording these things. And then you guys can get the recordings. And then people who weren't able to make that live meeting, or even if they were, but they want to review it, now they're listening, in essence, to the same messages.
Absolutely.
Well, and Tom, on that point, a pastor mentioned a testimony of a lady who attended a program at his church, and they invited her to a series of meetings, just like Discovering Revelation. And as she went through the meeting, she not only along with herself, she brought others with her, her family members. And as they started to review some of the things they were learning, the pastor asked her if these subjects were new to her. And she said, no, I've heard these things for the past several years on Strong Tower Radio. So it's not like the things that are being presented are completely different than a Strong Tower Radio, but Strong Tower Radio might give you a piece here and a piece there and a little bit. But when you come to this series, you're going to have a chance to systematically, thoroughly, and patiently study through the scriptures, like Mark alluded to, and let the scripture interpret itself. Let the Bible answer your questions so that when those opportunities for decisions are coming, it's not the first time you're exposed to something and there's a rush or some sort of like, you know, fleeting thing. But this is a deep-seated, confidence-built thing that's established on the Word of God.
You know, we have a program called Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour. We record it on site, and we play it back on the air. But I always tell people it's always better in person. So I want to encourage our listeners, Discovering Revelation, it's best to see it in person. So, Jelaine, tell the people a little bit about this program and where they can attend a Discovering Revelation near them.
Go to discoveringrevelation.com, and if you, it'll ask you if you know you want to know your location, because if you do that, they're going to where you're sitting at, or like you said, you know where your computer's going through. And if you don't, you can put in your zip code that you want to see this at, and it will tell you where to go. So, folks, years ago I went to a seminar similar to this, and just, wow.
Changed your life.
Yes. Reading the Bible changed my life, and understanding it more. In the book of Revelation, it reveals Jesus Christ. That's what it says right in the very beginning. And I know as you read the book of Revelation, there's some scary things in there, some animals, but coming to this series will help you understand, because even though it's revealing of Revelation, pastors, that's not just the only book. We're going to be comparing scriptures to other scriptures throughout the book, correct?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay. So, folks, go to discoveringrevelation.com to find out where there is one of these series close to you. And you can type in your zip code. You'll be able to find out they're being held in local places in some of the cities. It's being held at churches. There's lots of different places. And if you're driving around, you will see these billboards on the highways and talking about it. So we just pray that you will be blessed by learning more about Revelation, especially the times that we're living in, Tom. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes.
So thank you, pastors, and we just pray that this will be a wonderful series for people.
Amen. Amen.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.